What are you gonna major? What are you majoring in?
I'm in English and American literature.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh. And I this is one of my last courses, and then I'll write. I'm taking exams in about 3 weeks, and then write a dissertation, I hope, and then I have a degree.
So what are you going to write?
I'm really not sure. I haven't gotten settled on one specific degree. But I have to study the entire range of American literature for the exam.
I want to read you this sonnet. If you've got time, I'll take a second.
Sure.
See what you think of it. Yeah. I stand a chance to win. They give a familiar called it. I think I know by heart, but I'm not sure. But I wish I had just put a poem instead of a sonnet. There it is. Passing the modern buildings where my childhood's dwelling used to be, I gaze on the tall magnolia there, whose every bough is known to me. Sensations sweet engage my thoughts. In fancy's flight, again I see the things of long ago that time can never blot from memory. The stately house, the shady groves, the happy children there at play, the orchard arbors, flower beds that blossomed in the years away. Within a changing world, alas, the old love homestead could not stay. You like that?
Yeah, I really do.
That's it.
Yeah.
I came out of the bank the other day and I saw that tall magnolia tree and I just thought how many times I'd climbed up it, you know. So I came home and wrote that.
Well, do you know the one poem in here about your old house?
The cupola.
To the memory of the house.
Oh yeah, that's that same house.
Do you want to read that? Would you mind reading that?
Mm-hmm.
Because I like that one really very much.
I like that too. This got second prize in the Georgia Poetry at the Garden Club. My voice is not very good. I have hay fever. Returning to this bit of earth, whereon it was your destiny to stand serene and stately through the seasons of a century. Oh, that's that old house. That's the old house up there.
Oh, I see.
Wait a minute, let's see. No, it's not. No, I got mixed up with that other house. Yeah, this is my old house. Returning to this bit of earth, whereon it was your destiny to stand serene and stately through the seasons of a century, I sigh with vain regret that you were suffered to be torn away when in your precious heart of pine there was no vestige of decay. Now all is still and silent here, where children's voices once were heard, where trees with scented bloom inflamed the ardor of the mockingbird, where gleaming-leaved magnolia trees, which like a frame enclosed your face, seem sad that they may nevermore enfold you in their fond embrace. The cupola of colored glass, the spacious rooms, the stately stair, the massive doors with locks of brass, the paling fence, oh where. The dimly lighted attic with its souvenirs of years away, the ceilings wrought with quaint design, exist alone in memory. The columned porch where roses hung in crimson pomp above the door, the walls that echoed through the years with life and laughter are no more. No traces left of window bays that looked upon japonicas encircled by a double hedge of evergreen euonymus. We used to have an old gardener that called that unanimous. Unanimous. The garden, too, has been effaced. One rose now evenly blossoms where a host of berry ones were once recipients of tender care. The constant rain shall moist and still the old loved sight throughout the years, but as it beats the barren dust, its flow shall be like falling tears. But there's one in here to that old house up there on the hill that belonged to my husband's ancestors. I like that one.